Blog Talk Radio.
To tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Hi, this is Coach Lalisa, and we want to welcome you to the show today. Happy, marvelous Monday. I hope that you have a great and powerful and awesome day. Well, we have an awesome workshop that will be happening online, so you can do it anywhere in the world today, entitled How to Write Your Book in 21 Days or Less. Stay tuned to the end of the show, and we will tell you all about how you can take advantage of this awesome, awesome, awesome opportunity to possibly get your story, your ideas, your information into a book. So it's a very intensive webinar, so we are inviting you to take part of that. But welcome to the show today, our topic for today. And now you know we are here every Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m., Eastern Standard Time for the All About Entrepreneurs radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to the show by calling in. The number to call in is 347-945-7991. Or you can also listen by going to the website. And the website is www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And so today our topic is the bookpreneur. So this is, the bookpreneur. And so you might say to yourself, what in the world is a bookpreneur? And then the next question you might ask yourself, am I a bookpreneur? Well, these are questions that we are going to talk about in the broadcast today. Now, I'm having a little challenge today getting to my studio. I can't get to my switchboard for some odd reason. So if anyone does have questions, I wouldn't be able to take your questions. For some reason, every time I try to sign in, it takes me to not my All About Entrepreneurs radio show, but it takes me to my other radio show, which I totally don't understand why that's happening. So, but I do want to definitely talk to you, and I wish I could take your questions today, but it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to do that. But I definitely want to welcome you to the show, and most definitely I want to say to you, if you are a person who's even thinking about writing a book, I definitely want you to consider taking the webinar that I told you about earlier, which I'll tell you more about at the end of the show. I would definitely love for you to take advantage of that webinar. If you can't make it tonight, the webinar will go down tonight, Monday night, at 7 p.m. If you can't do the webinar tonight, the webinar happens at least twice a week. So it'll happen again on Wednesday. So it won't be your last opportunity. And if somehow you can't do the live webinar, there is a recording that you can also register for the recording. And the only, the biggest difference in the webinar and the recording is the fact that the recording, you will not get to ask your questions live right there from the facilitator. But other than that, it'll be the same information. Now, so back to this bookpreneur. What is a bookpreneur? And am I a bookpreneur? Are you a bookpreneur? You want to ask yourself. And if so, you know, what should I be doing? What does a bookpreneur do? So let's deal with the first part of the question is, what is a bookpreneur? Well, a bookpreneur, and I know the word sounds familiar because it is very similar to the word entrepreneur. So now let's look at first, before we look at what is a bookpreneur, let's look at what's an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is a person that assumes the risk to start and run a business. Okay? So that's what an entrepreneur is. It's a person who assumes risk to start and run and operate a business. So when we say, are you, a bookpreneur, that's exactly what we're talking about. Are you a bookpreneur then is a person who starts a book business, assumes the risk, starts, manages and runs a book business. So you may be saying, what is a book business? Well, that's what some of the things that you'll learn about, not only from the webinar, but from other workshops and coaching that we'll do with you to help you understand exactly what it means to be a bookpreneur. What does it mean to be in the business of a book? What does it mean to assume the risk to run and start a business with your book, so there's a lot I could share, but we don't have time in this little short 30 minutes for me to share with you all of that, because it is quite a bit, and I really wish I could, you know, get in where I could take some of your questions, but I can't even see the switchboard for some reason. It's doing a switcheroo, and it's only allowing me to, I can't get into the All About Entrepreneur show. So at this time, I can only get in, the only thing I can really, really get in is I can get into my other radio show. And by the way, speaking of my other radio show, that we have a radio show also on Sunday at 6, that we do a radio ministry that I do with my sister, and that's the only one that it's letting me in. And then the other radio show, I have a new radio show, brand spanking new, just developed the radio show part of it, even though I did the first workshop back in 2009. But I have a new radio show coming out, and that's going to be on Thursday. So definitely on Thursday. Excuse me. Had something caught in my throat there. So definitely on Thursday, we have a brand new radio show coming out. So definitely stay tuned. We'll tell you more about that, or follow us on Facebook, and you'll find out more about this Thursday radio show. It's going to happen on Thursday night. And I'm very excited. I hope I can get to it. I hope I don't have the problems I'm having now. But I'm having this little bit of a challenge getting to my All About Entrepreneurs switchboard. But those are challenges that, hey, you have to expect challenges in the world. Because guess what? They do happen. And if you think they won't happen to you, pretty much you're setting yourself up to be let down. Because they will happen to you. They happen to everyone. So this bookpreneur then, so the question then, so we know what a bookpreneur is. It's a person that assumes the risk to write a book and start a business with their book. And now you may say, well, how do you do that? Well, that is very intense, but that we're going to talk about in the webinar, and also in subsequent conferences and coaching along the way that will help you with. Now, the next question you want to know for yourself is, am I a bookpreneur? I don't know. Maybe you need to attend the webinar to find out. Do you have a book in you? Are you ready to write the book? Are you ready to launch that book as a business, such as I have done? So if you are, then, you know, you are a bookpreneur. If that is the case, then you might want to know, well, exactly what do I need to be doing? What should I be doing if I'm a bookpreneur? And again, that is the kind of information that you'll get. Some of that information you'll get on the webinar. You'll get some additional information if you were to purchase a book, The Art of Making Money as a Self-Published Author. And so so now I have to write a part two to talk about the part of it where the person's going to actually set up a business and run your business, such as I'm doing with my book, Release Your Power. That book is becoming an industry, let alone a business. I have a workbook. I have audios. I have DVDs coming. There's a seminar built around it. I'm building a class around it. It's a webinar. It's a coaching session. That's what we mean by making it a business. And I show you how to create all of these tools to have as your business. So you want to come to the webinar that's happening. But then you want to also come to when I do the conference for becoming a bookpreneur, the seminar, the conference, the one-day intensive, where you can really find out how to turn your book into a business, a bona fide, legitimate business. And so it's very, very, very exciting to be a part of this. I'm excited to be a part of it. You know, every now and again, you get these ideas and you go forth with them and, you know, you just have some success with it. So we're having a lot of success with the Bookpreneur. So we're very, very, very excited to teach people how to become a business owner with their books. And I can't wait for the first big one-day intensive that we're going to have here in New Jersey and other cities as well. We are speaking at several events coming up where we'll be teaching people the art of publishing their book. So I'm so sorry I couldn't take any of your questions today. However, if you connect with me on Facebook, that's facebook.com/CoachLalisa. You can leave me a comment there in my inbox if you have a specific question, or if you have a general type question, you can leave it right there on Facebook. There is a page on Facebook for All About Entrepreneurs. I typically do an event page as well. You can also leave it there. You can also contact me on Twitter. That's twitter.com/CoachLalisa. So you can also contact me there, and I do have a LinkedIn page as well as a Pinterest. Not that I keep up with Pinterest as much, but I might check it out next week sometime and look and see how that's going. So definitely, if you are interested, if you are a person who you want to know, if you have a story in you that you can put into a book, if you have a business idea or business formula or business format, if you have principles for life, if you have some type of way to help others, you know, self-help books are very, very popular, not just today, but ever since the beginning of time. I mean, one of the greatest, best self-help books ever written, the Bible. Oh, wow, and look how long ago that was written. So one of the best self-help books out there. There's none better than that one. That is the top of the line. That is the top echelon. That's where all the other writers, whether you're Zig Ziglar, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and, you know, Jack Canfield, Mark Vincent Hansen, whoever you are, Oprah Winfrey, whoever, Coach Lalisa, that's where we got our information from. And we tweaked it, and we added a little here and there, and we moved some concepts around, blah, blah, blah. But that's the ultimate self-help. So when you hear people saying things like, you can become a millionaire, well, Deuteronomy 8:18 told you he gave you power to get wealth. And so when Donald Trump or someone comes and tells you you can be a millionaire, absolutely you can. He said it first. When someone tells you that, oh, you can get over anything, and, well, he told you to have courage and don't be fearful, because he didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So you've been given a spirit of power, and what are you doing with it? So when we talk in our book about release your power, well, yes, you might say, well, how can you talk so emphatically about me having power? Well, because he said it, and typically what he says goes. So becoming an author, you may have a story. You may have a self-help book. You may have a fiction book. You may watch a television show such as Scandal or Temptation or any of these other movies or shows, and you may say, I could write a story about that. And many of us, if we just tweak our own life story, it would become the best epic movie out there. So, you know, you got to think about that as well. Maybe you have a way to entertain people. Maybe you're funny. You can write a comical book. A lot of people, listen, laughing is medicine. So if you got a way to make people laugh, listen, you're contributing to the better health of society. When you become an author and you write your book and put your book out there, and especially as I'm talking about doing it as a book, You have become a part of society's productivity, okay? You are now adding to the gross domestic product, okay, which makes you a very productive and important citizen in the United States. And not only the United States, but the world. As citizens become more productive, the world becomes more productive. As the world becomes more productive, we get to help more people. So by you helping yourself, let's just say you want a small, you know, book business. By you helping yourself, you're really helping others. So don't get it twisted. It's just like a person who goes to open a cupcake business. They're making cupcakes, sure, so that they will have enough money to pay their own rent or mortgage or send their own children to school. But in the meantime, they're helping others. Others have to help them run their business, so that provides jobs for people. So I can't, you know, again, that's, you know, theories of economic development and what have you. I can't break it down right here on this little short radio show. But I think you get the gist of it. So you, by you writing your book on whatever the subject you choose, and I talk to you about some of those subjects in the webinar. So I'll give you examples of the types of subjects that you can write your book about. But if you think that you are interested in learning more about what the self-publishing is all about, because it may seem like a fad, and that's because so many people are doing it right now. Like, I don't know, you could be the next author. So it may seem like a fad, but it is not a fad. Let me assure you that writing and putting it in a book is very, very old. It's nothing new. It's not a fad. It's not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. Because, first of all, it was here in the past, in the far, 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 far distant past. It was here for a couple thousand years. So it's not a fad. It's not going anywhere. It's here to stay. Now, the way we produce the books, the way we distribute the books, sure, that may change over time. Before the past 5 years, we didn't have online books such as a Kindle and books like that. What we call e-books. We've had e-books now for definitely 5 years or more. But prior to that, there was no such thing as an e-book. So the way we distribute the book, and then we've had audio books for, Wow, definitely over 20 years. So we've had audiobooks, but they didn't gain as much popularity until now, because people have all of these handheld tools where they're able to listen to the audiobooks. Well, before they had cassettes, you could get in your car and play a cassette, right? And we came up with this little gadget where you could plug it in your ear or had the headphones, and you could listen to it. But then when they were able, so then we got the phones, right? And everyone had their cell phones in the beginning, when cell phones first came out, right? And you had it in your hand, it's small, it fits into your person, and everybody, you know, wanted one for the most part. People saw people with it, oh, I want one of those. Or people discovered, you know, while they're out, they could get one. And once they saw that, wow, people carry this phone with them everywhere they go, okay, because you don't want to lay it down. You know, you may lose it, and you have all that information in there. So when they saw that people carry these things everywhere they go, I'm sure that when they first came out with cell phones, they did not think they would take off the way they did. But they really did. They became big, big business. And some of us wish we had jumped on that bandwagon when it came out. But cell phones got really, really big, and they decided, wow, I wonder what all we could put in that little cell phone. And boy, oh boy, they packed it with everything. So there's apps to do this, 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 and that. There's, you know, so you can get on the internet. There's a browser there. So once they put a browser on the phone, well, the rest is history. And then they have a way for you to email from the phone, you know. So now they even have a way, check this out. They even have a way for you to deposit money into your bank with a cell phone. Oh, yes, they've gone there. You'd snap a picture of your check, and somehow it gets deposited into your bank account. Hello? That's what time it is when it comes to that. So if you're in the field of technology or what have you, information systems, blah, 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 you know, I'm sure they get paid a lot of money to develop more things to do with that little small device that we call the cell phone. Then, as a matter of fact, they had to change the name of it and start calling it the smartphone, because you can do more than just, there's more than just making phone calls. So now it's the smartphone. Who knows what name it'll have in the next few years. So back to being a bookpreneur. So I'm excited about this bookpreneur. So I want you to register for this informational webinar entitled Steps to Self-Publishing in 21 Days or Less. 21 days or less, you could actually be standing in front of an audience at a book signing for your book and have someone there to help you, and people will come to the book signing. They'll pay whatever you know, pretty much want them to pay for the book. You can visualize that. I want you to see yourself in 21 days. I want you to picture yourself at a hotel or the library or your office or a number of other places, a restaurant. You can, several places I talk about in the webinar where you could do a book signing. You're there. You're greeting your audience. You have your stacks and stacks of books on the table. They're there. They've come because they've heard that you have a new book out. They're there for your, what we call a book signing, book party, book discussion, whatever you want to call it. And you're signing the books, and there you are. You have your book. They have your book. They're going to go home. They're going to read your book. They may not read your book. Statistics say only about 50% of the people read the books that they buy, about 50% of the time. So it's okay, but they love you. They're going to buy your book because you're their friend. And they want to support you, okay? So this is really, really good. So what you could do is go to the webinar, go to www.anymeeting.com/LISAJWILLIAMS. That's www.anymeeting.com/LilisaJWilliams. Go there, register. The webinar is happening tonight at 7, so you want to register early. Register for this webinar, Steps to Self-Publishing in 21 Days or Less. Find out how to get your book from your heart and your head into their hands. I look forward to you in the webinar. I look forward to working with you. I look forward to seeing your book on the shelf at Barnes and Noble's and other places. I look forward to seeing your post telling us about your upcoming book signing, your book launch. And we talk to you in the webinar about all of those things, marketing, how to get started, what to do first, who to work with, what kind of people to put on your team. All of that is covered in this webinar. Whether you are an introvert or an extrovert, it doesn't matter. We have the solution for you if you want to join the arena of being an author. And then later we'll talk to you about being a bookpreneur. Well, I appreciate you. I thank you for tuning in. That's all we have time for. today. We'll see you back here Tuesday morning. Don't forget, we have our guest, Professor Terry Benjamin, who will be here on Tuesday morning. So have a wonderful, wonderful, marvelous Monday. And don't forget, it is all about entrepreneurs, because you are going to be doing something that's entrepreneurial. So take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. This has been Coach Lalisa. And thanks for tuning in to the show. And we'll see you, and some of you in the archives. But it's been great. It's been real. And you got to keep moving on up.